NPR's Kate Seeley joins us now from Baghdad. Kate, tell us what the mood is like there these days.
Well, the Iraqi government seems to be taking the threat of an attack seriously. Last week, the Iraqi parliament declared its support for war preparations, and there are signs that preparations are underway. The government has raised salaries recently, particularly army salaries, basically, say, diplomats to buy and ensure people's loyalty. Militarily, diplomats say Iraq has deployed more troops to the north, where a U.S. attack from Turkey may be launched. Local militias are reportedly being mobilized. In another sign of the Iraqi government's fear, just a few nights ago, Iraqi TV aired the confessions of a couple of Iraqis who claimed to have carried out terrorist attacks on behalf of Iran, which harbors many Iraqi opposition figures, and Iraq fears covert operations. So I sense a real paranoia here.
But what about people on the street there? Do they also expect there will be an attack from the United States?
Well, I'm always accompanied by a government minder, so it's hard to know what people think. But Iraqis will say, frankly, that they're very tired of war. Their country has basically been at war for the past 22 years, since the Iran-Iraq War began in 1980. And the last thing they want or need, say Iraqis, is another war. Now, that's what they say to me. But what they say off the record, according to diplomats, is a little different. One European diplomat told me that he's been told, you know, well, if a U.S. attack is going to be the last attack, well, then do it. Let's get it over with and move on to a new era. Diplomats here say the feeling is that something has to change. 12 years of sanctions have taken a huge toll, and the fear is the U.S. will never lift sanctions with Saddam Hussein in place. At the same time, say diplomats, there's real concern here about what will follow if Saddam is overthrown. People here believe Iraq needs a strong ruler, but who will that be? And they don't trust America's intentions in Iraq. They tell me they believe America really just wants to control Iraqi oil. So despite the desire for change, there are many worries about a U.S. attack.
They are under increasing pressure, the Iraqis, to let UN weapons inspectors get back into the country. They haven't been able to come in there since 1998, and there are plenty of analysts who think that the return of inspectors could be the only chance Iraq has to delay or prevent a U.S. attack on that country. But Iraq is not budging. Explain to us why the government there just doesn't simply let the weapons inspectors come back in to stall or to prevent an attack.
Well, first of all, Iraq claims that with or without weapons inspectors, the U.S. intends to attack. So they say, what's the point? In addition, the Iraqis don't trust UN weapons inspectors. They say many were spies in the past. If they return now, they'll just be doing so to gain more information about the country, which they'll pass on to the Americans. And they insist that their weapons of mass destruction were destroyed. They point out that inspectors were in Iraq for 8 years. They note that former weapons inspectors like Scott Ritter have confirmed that the vast majority of Iraq's chemical and biological weapons were destroyed. So the Iraqis want guarantees before they let the inspectors back in. They want guarantees that the U.S. won't attack. They want to know that the sanctions will be lifted, that they won't go on indefinitely. So that's why they took a tough position in recent talks with the U.N. over the return of inspectors. But it didn't get them much, just criticism from U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan for being inflexible. So diplomats here think the Iraqis realize they made a mistake by being so intransigent. The clock is ticking, after all, and so now they're calling for more talks on the issue.
Thank you very much, NPR's Kate Seeley in Baghdad, Iraq.